Welcome to the Geek Mythology Podcast. This is episode 12, and it's our May preview.
Yay, because May and not April.
Yeah, I thought it was April for a bit there, but that's okay. I don't need to know what day it is. So anyway, on this episode, we're going to be talking about, firstly, who won our April preview competition. What are we calling that? I don't think it has a name.
Geek Olympiad. It's still a part of that.
Okay. So where we picked what we thought were going to be the highest ratings for April. So we're going to go through that and figure out who won that one. And then we're going to go through all of the new releases for May, including video games, movies, and TV. And we're also going to talk about some newsy stuff. So let's do that.
Let's not do that. We're going to do power first.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do power. Am I still running this? Do I have to run this whole thing?
Yeah, just the first.
We'll see how you go.
All right, so
you're on a trial.
Should you say hi to us?
You're on a 3-minute trial, and you've got 50 seconds to redeem yourself.
I will redeem myself in 50 seconds. So we're missing one of our lovely people today, and that's Lel, but that's okay because we're still fun, sort of, a bit. So I'm here with
She's
Andy and
heart
Toby.
Of the podcast,
she is a bit.
So,
I don't know how we're going to manage without her. I think she holds us together a bit. And she's
there's no Lel's best facts this week.
I also feel uncomfortable because we're in different seats. I genuinely all turn your
you?
Phone.
Sorry, that's my phone. But
I'm going to kill you.
No, that's fine.
You've ruined her 50 seconds of fame.
I've still got 20 seconds. So I feel very awkward. I feel like this is not the podcast because I'm on the wrong side of the table and it feels weird. So we're gonna go with that as well.
Change is scary, but not always.
Maybe
bad.
It'll be more fun just because I'm sitting on the other side of the table.
Maybe.
So, do you want to say how you are, guys? What's happening?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
You're doing good.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, I'm all right. Thanks for asking as well.
I didn't ask you. I just asked Andy.
Yeah. Oh, this is what it's gonna be like.
Yeah, it's turning back on you, Toby.
Except it's on me this time.
Yeah, whoever isn't the host seems to get the brunt of it because they're in control. So let's kick this off with a game of Power, where we talk about what we're playing, watching, and reading this week, last week. And I'm gonna start with Andy.
Oh, yeah, no. Because he was trying to signal to me to start.
So much like Tara last week, I spent most of this week watching Orphan Black.
Wait, I haven't talked about that yet. We haven't. No, because we didn't podcast last week. So I'm going to talk about that too.
We did podcast last week. We didn't podcast the week before. You spoke about it last week.
Oh, the brain just exploded.
Really? What was our last week's episode?
It was book adaptations.
Book adaptations.
With Sienna.
Sienna was here.
Jesus.
Okay. So I did talk about it on the block.
Do we even brain?
Told you I feel weird. I'm in the wrong spot.
That's what it's doing.
Let's go.
So yeah, been watching that. Also, S.H.I.E.L.D. and Arrow were massive this week. Massive episodes. So obviously no spoilers, but if you've seen those, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, both of those two huge
things
that happened.
Big things going down, yeah.
That seems exciting because I haven't seen them.
Yeah, no.
But you haven't seen Captain America first. Watch that and then watch all of season one of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Is it up to season two now?
Are they in season two or the end of season
one?
There was
getting
a break.
Towards the end.
There was a break in the middle, so that's why.
It feels like it's been going forever.
So watch the first half, then up until like three episodes ago, then watch Captain America, and then watch the end of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Correct.
And then watch all
Wait,
of
is S.H.I.E.L.D. over yet?
No.
So got like
got a couple
They're both
maybe
building
two?
Up to the big final. We
finale.
Talk, talked about this, about how intense
the finale
both of them are going to get.
Be, oh my God. Arrow last night.
Hey, that's not dwell on it.
Yes, let's not dwell on it. Let's move on to that was watching. Playing, I just finished Bioshock 1, and I borrowed Bioshock 2 off Tara, so I'm going to be playing that. And I also just kind of got back into Fallout New Vegas. So, yeah, just
But playing on easy, right? So
yeah, matter. just I just want to play through, get that kind of nostalgic, you know, just doing it for the fun of it. Yeah, so I can get through. Yeah. And then reading. My usual round of comics is... But I've actually been listening to a new audiobook of an old book that I loved growing up called... Well, the trilogy is called the Bartimaeus Trilogy. The first one is The Amulet of Samarkand. Samarkand? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Second one's The Golem's Eye. And the third one is The Gate of Ptolemy, I think?
I feel like I've read
Ptolemy's Gate? Anyway.
Wait, I've read these. What happens in these books?
What happens in the books?
Why do I know the name but don't know, remember actually
Well,
reading?
There's it's about Britain. There's a boy in Britain named Nathaniel. He becomes a court magician, and they use Genie to, or Jin, to do things for them. Like, that's their power, that they can summon Ginny. And it's about this boy, Nathaniel, and Bartimaeus, a genie, and their interactions.
I think I read these.
Yeah, it's really good.
They're, it must be old.
It's like based in an alternate universe where obviously magic exists. And yeah, the characters are great.
It reminds me a lot of like, because it's modern day, is it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, it never has a kind of time period. It's like some things haven't, some technologies haven't progressed because they have the magic.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's kind of, you don't know what exact date it is.
Yeah.
But it's very, it would be the past now because it's been out for a number of years. But
it just, it's very reminiscent of the Golden Compass.
Yeah, yeah, that has a lot of similarities as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really good. Bartimaeus trilogy. Yeah, read it. I suggest. I'm listening to an audiobook, which is fantastic. There you go.
Toby, what are you powering through?
I literally just wrote these down, so I didn't forget.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, let's start off watching, because watching is always watching. Okay, so it's been a bit of a weird week for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to start with soccer, because no one cares about soccer. But there'll be like a niche little section of maybe three people that will.
I don't even think three people listen to this, let alone three people that like soccer.
No. There are people that listen to us. Might just be Ed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Ed, Mum. Hey, Mum.
My mum doesn't even listen.
No, Mum.
Ouch. Yeah. Neither does mine.
My mum knows we do this.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Anywho, I go for Sydney FC and Manchester United, and both managers of the clubs were sacked within a day of each other.
Mm.
Now, first of all, for those of you that don't know about Manchester United, we've had one manager for like 26 years, I think it was, and then we had another one that came over the last year of the season, and he's done horribly, so he got sacked. And then Sydney's manager got sacked like the day afterwards. So it's been a bit of a weird week. So that's the start with soccer. Mm-hmm. Anywho.
So you've been watching the news surrounding the soccer.
And that can come into reading later on.
Uh-huh.
Because I've been reading a lot.
Sure.
And it was weird. I was watching Rooster Teeth's Immersion. Do you know what Immersion is?
Yeah, sure.
Do you, actually? No.
For those of us who don't know, I know, okay. But for those of our listeners who don't
for
know
those
what
of you,
Rooster Teeth Immersion is...
Okay, first of all, Rooster Teeth is great. But Immersion is an interesting thing that they've done for a while, I guess. This is the first one that I watched.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically where they take like scenarios from games, like Horde mode and stuff, and put it in the real world as like an immersion thing. And recently, they've been doing it with Gavin and Michael, and they did one with Fruit Ninja. Which is quite funny because they just pelted fruit at Gavin and Michael. And they had swords. They got points to like, each fruit they hit.
Right.
Anyway, I was watching that and in the recommended bar on YouTube was Ruby. And obviously you don't know what Ruby is. It's like Rooster Teeth series, the new one that came out like 8 months ago. Anyway, I started watching that and I'm not a big anime person. And I started watching it and I was like, wow, this is really cool. And so I finished that this morning, I think it was.
So it's called Ruby?
It's called Ruby.
R-W-B-Y.
It was just a really, really interesting thing. I really enjoyed it.
It's supposed to be red, white, blue, yellow, right?
Right.
Is that why it's called Ruby?
They never really go on to explain that because it's not actually like the character's name. It's sort of like a division they go into.
Yeah, it was because the first episode was out when I interviewed the Rooster Teeth boys and I remember them us talking about that why it was called that and I think that's why, but I can't remember.
Cool. Oh, it actually does. Yeah, that's probably it, actually. I just realized the colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is it. There you go. Anyway, I watched that and really loved it, and I'm keen for the second season. Anyway, that got me onto like an anime thing where I thought, you know what, I tried this a while ago to watch anime and I couldn't get into it. Why not?
Man.
I know, and I just don't know why. I think I got distracted by something else. Maybe I was more preferential to live action kind of things.
Yeah,
anyway, I was like, you know what, let's give this anime a try again. I'm watching Ruby. I don't know if I could call it anime, but it kind of is. It's kind of very Japanese-y. Mm-hmm. If you play Gravity Rush, you'd know what I mean. Literally the exact same. Anyway, I went and searched up like some horror anime that I hadn't seen before, and I started watching this thing called Gantz. And I've been watching that. It's really freaking weird.
How do you spell that?
G-A-N-T-Z.
Gantz. Gotcha.
Anyway, it's about these people who die at the start. No spoilers. That's what happens at the first episode. These people die at the start of the episode and they get pulled in this thing. Like, it's kind of like a video game, I guess. That's like what the synopsis said. I don't know if they know it's a video game. I still don't think they do. I'm about 6 episodes in, which is halfway through the season. The season is 13 episodes. And it's really brutal, and it's also kind of like really inappropriate at the same time. Like this guy, he's
inappropriate, like swearing.
Lots of swearing, nudity. Lots of like nudity. There's like weird innuendos he kind of does. Right. He gets a boner at one point, like all the time.
Right.
At one point, all the time. All the time he does. But it's
must
really
be awkward with your female roommate.
Well, she hasn't been here for this week.
Oh, right.
So it's
that's
been fine.
Yeah, you've been
easy
able
sailing
to
for that. But
what's your inappropriate hentai?
Well, it wasn't hentai. As far as I know, it isn't, because there's still like blood and gore in it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was watching that. I watched halfway through it. It's really cool. A really enjoyable anime. It's very horrific, I guess you could say. And just like the first thing they went and took out, like they still didn't know what they were doing. But it was like this thing called the Green Onion Man. And when it came up, I had like some weird deja vu trip. I was like, what? I swear I've seen this before. Anyway, I haven't. And I watched that. And at the same time, there was like this girl got like teleported in. And she was naked. And this is where this is my little story comes in.
Mm-hmm.
This like naked chick, she had like, as you would know, I'm not going to be racist, but like all the Asian animes, they really do love to have big breasts. Anyway, this girl came
racist.
In. It's not
that's
racist. It's not racist, but it's like, it's a fact, stereotype, either way. Big breasts. And there were painters that are currently painting the apartment. I think they're actually done. The apartment block, that is. They're not painting inside. But one of them decided to come up to the window while they were there. And there was also the fact that there was like little anime music behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just kind of standing there, and it was really awkward
and
inappropriate.
So the nude anime girl was on the TV.
At the moment, he came up and saw it. And the day before that, he had to put up with Pro Evolution Soccer 2014 music. And that was like for 4 hours straight because I had to download data packs.
Right.
So
why didn't you turn the sound off?
Because I couldn't be bothered.
Oh my god.
I didn't sit there. I went in my room and just went and did other shit.
Should have turned
this
the
poor guy.
Sound off.
This poor guy had to deal with it for the whole 4 hours that it downloaded. Anyway.
Reading?
So, yeah, anyway, that's what I've been watching. Reading.
That must have been fun for him.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm adamant he would have loved that. And I've actually transferred over a couple of comics to my phone, and I started reading Why the Last Man.
Yep, nice.
I've been about a couple pages in. Like, I just tried to see and if I could do it, because like on an iPhone it's kind of, you said you read through panels, and I was trying to adjust to that. Anyway, in short terms,
but is it like with an app, or is it,
it's with Comic Zeal. Do you know what Comic Zeal is?
Comic Zeal,
yeah.
No, I use Comixology.
Yeah. Well, it's not that.
Right.
It's just like, I don't know. It's,
is it like free?
It's not
downloads.
Yeah. It's what?
So it's like torrent.
No, it's like not torrent torrents? Downloads. I've had comics a lot, like a bunch, maybe like 200 gigs of comics on my hard drive that I haven't used.
Yep.
So I just throw them on, and my computer that we record this podcast on is kind of dead at the moment, so I couldn't sync with my phone, so I had to use the Comic Zeal. It called? There's like a sync thing you can do on Windows to it, which was really cool. Worked like that. Anyway, that's what I was reading. And I've been playing, I wrote it down here so I remembered. First of all, FIFA and Pro Evolution Soccer, of course. It can't go without mention that I've been playing
that. It can go without mention.
Well, it sits in with the reading as well, because I was reading about the managers getting sacked. I forgot about that. Anyway, playing FIFA, Pro Evolution Soccer, which isn't really that big. But on other things, I've been playing the Sly Trilogy, which came out on PlayStation Vita last week, and I played it on my 7-hour trip home on the train. And I really, really enjoy those games. I haven't played them before, so it was really cool.
Where are you originally from?
A country town near Tamworth.
Cool.
So it's a bit barren. You get tumbleweeds.
Yeah.
We get tumbleweeds.
Cool.
That's how it is. Tumbleweeds and et cetera. All the other like kind of stereotypical country stuff.
What's the town called?
I can't say that.
Why not?
I don't want people to stalk me. Ed will stalk me, damn it.
They're going to go all the way to this country town near Tamworth.
Like, I don't even live there anymore.
And they will find the family of Toby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know. One day, what if something happens and he gets really famous and someone comes back and listens to this podcast and goes, I'm going to stalk his family.
It's highly unlikely.
Ouch. Still
it is. It is still like running the risk of putting like stuff on the interwebs. All right,
fine, fine. So it's near Tamworth, people.
It's near Tamworth.
There can't be many small towns.
Here we go. I can give more hints. It's 2 hours away from Tamworth driving.
2 hours driving from Tamworth. Which direction?
Northwest.
Northwest. There you go, people.
There you go. Now
I live in Parramatta. I don't care.
Someone
come
please,
find me.
Someone please get some Google Earth view happening. Find this town. Find his Toby. House. Yes. And then
good
send
luck
it
finding
to
my
us.
House.
Send it to us on facebook.com/geekmythologypc.
Okay, okay. It'll have... I'll give a better hint. Mm-hmm. We have a pool and stuff.
Oh.
And I live next to the pool. There you go.
What do you mean?
That's
you
as far as I'm getting.
You mean the town has a town pool?
Yes. And
facility,
I live next
and
to
you
that
live
town
next
pool.
To the town pool. That would have been great growing up.
It was.
Especially in a country town.
Funny story, my parents told me maybe a couple of years ago, I went missing from when I was about 3.
Mm-hmm.
I went missing from the house and I walked across the road, and this road is sort of like, if you come over through the highway or the area, you go through that road.
Mm-hmm.
I walked across the road with a nappy on and stuff. Like 3-year-old walks across the road, goes into the pool. It just hangs out there without telling anyone, yeah. And my parents were worried sick. I went in the pool.
You went in the pool?
In my nappy.
Oh, like the kiddie pool.
Out, yeah.
Yeah.
Just hanging out, and my parents
were
worried sick.
That's dangerous, yeah.
I know. I was a pooler back then.
Yeah.
A pooler, they say.
Yeah.
As they say.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
You shouldn't have worried your parents like that. It's appalling.
That was so bad.
It wasn't even close.
Oh, come on.
And to finish off my power... I finished Jack and Daxter today, much to the delight of one of my friends, because he was the one who was like, let's play Jack and Daxter, after I downloaded it like months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we played through maybe 60% of it, and I finished it today. Cool. So I'm going to go into Jack 2 now.
Nice.
Yeah. Tara!
Oh, wow. Yeah, all right, too loud.
Powering, what are you doing? Hey,
you know
enthusiasm.
What? I'm going to be not shit, and I'm going to do it in the right order, because you guys never do it in the right order, and it frustrates me.
What?
Okay.
Well,
so
there's some things we want to talk
about
with
talk
more
about,
enthusiasm.
Yeah, yeah.
So
okay,
you
well,
save that till last?
Whatever. All right. So, playing. I have been playing Octodad on PS4.
Oh, I was playing Trials too. Oh.
Yeah, too late now.
Who
you don't
cares?
Get to be playing it.
Yeah.
So I'm about halfway through, and it's fun, and it's
mm-hmm.
crazy, and I thoroughly enjoy everything about it.
And they have a two-player, you were telling me.
Yeah, I haven't played the two-player, but it sounds like it would be really fun, because one of you controls the top half of the body, and the other one controls the bottom half. And so I was like, that would be
really
frustrating, but I'm so keen to try it. So it's a cool game, and I think it's a bit too short. I wish it was longer.
Mm-hmm. Have you finished it already?
No, but I will very soon. I only played like maybe an hour and a half last night, and I think it's halfway.
Well, it's an indie game.
Yeah.
I mean, you
but it took
shouldn't
them a
really
long time to
much.
Get it on PS4, so I don't know. I just want more. I just want a longer one. So please make some more Octodad. People who made Octodad, thank you.
Yeah.
What else? I've played some Guitar Hero. I think you might know that. Guys, think you might know
mm-hmm.
that I was playing Guitar Hero.
We were all playing Guitar Hero before recording this podcast.
We've now recorded our first debut single on Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
That's not too far-fetched. They have a song maker thing on there.
And it's called Beautiful
Soul.
We should have made
Beautiful Soul.
We should have made a jingle. You guys failed that song though, right? Didn't we fail it?
I didn't fail it. Poor old Andy
the drums
on the drums.
My first time ever on electric drums. And I was terrible. Even on easy. I should have gone back to beginner.
You just hit wherever.
Yeah.
Oh well. Next time.
That'll be fun.
So that's fun. I am watching a bunch of things. I won't go like obviously the
is
normal
all written down. And
yeah,
stuff.
I wrote some down because you were writing them down. And I was like, I'm gonna forget too. Other than the usual stuff like the Arrow and the Marvel and the everything that I watch every week. Because
mm-hmm.
I watch a lot of shows every week. I have started watching Hannibal, and I am on the first season. I'm only like 4 episodes in, but
mm-hmm.
so far it's really good. Like, it's a well-made show, and it looks really good, and the acting's really good. So I'm keen to see where that actually goes. Yeah, what about it? You want to talk about that? Okay. Me and Andy both watched the show called The 100, and Andy only just started watching.
Yeah.
So he quite likes it.
No, well, over the last, I think
I've
watched
been watching
it over a week ago, something like that.
I mean,
yeah.
I've been watching it since it started.
Right.
What, like 6 or 7 weeks
ago? Yeah.
I don't think it's like the best show.
No, it's not the best show, but it's really good.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. The 100.
The 100, it's a CW show.
Yeah,
I've heard bad things about it.
It's
well,
cheesy
obviously you
and
haven't
stuff,
watched. Yeah, there's some really cliche
cheesy.
Characters, and it's but it's good. It's charming. The
I'm
characters
say
are good.
After we
there's
do
a
that.
Really,
okay.
you know, beautiful blonde chick
no,
who's
she's
the lead character. She's
Australian.
Australian.
Girl from Neighbours, and I can't get over that.
Oh, that's horrifying.
Can't get over. She
it's
was
like,
in a show called Treasure Island.
Yeah.
The old Australian children's show, Treasure Island. She was the middle girl in that.
Oh my god.
That's where I see her from. But in this, damn, she's
and
grown
up. And she
does
a good American accent too.
If you know what I mean.
She gets half naked a bit, right? Yeah. She totally gets naked.
Yeah. You get, well, you see it like from behind and a little butt. And, but yeah. Yeah, it's a CW show, so there's no...
You're sounding wonderful
really
right now, Andy.
I really love the trend lately for Australian actresses to do CW shows. Like, yeah. Every CW show has a main character that is an Australian actress from Neighbours.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
Neighbours is, like, totally a springboard for...
For some people,
every
but some
Australian...
people just fall
some
and flop
people,
and die.
No, people, some people stay on Neighbours for 30 years. And, yeah.
So how about the Home and Away, huh?
Yeah, Home and Away as well.
I don't know
but
why.
Nobody talks about that.
Yeah,
no one
why.
Wants to talk about that.
No.
But, okay, wait, I've got more things. So, speaking of new shows, I watched the first episode of a show that came out this week, and it's called Faking It. It's an MTV show. And it's like, I know, I don't really like it. I don't really like Awkward, and that's MTV, and I don't really like a lot of the other stuff they've put on. But for some reason, I don't know, it's really funny. It's really, like, not cliche and shit. And it's about these two girls pretending to be lesbians to be popular in high school and then, like, dealing with sexuality and stuff. But
it's called Faking It?
Faking It. Faking yeah, it. So check that out. The first episode is only just out. I hadn't heard of it until I just saw that it was available and I watched it. So if you haven't heard of it, it's probably worth a look. And then movie-wise, last night I watched Only Lovers Left Alive.
Oh, watched that last night as well.
I know.
Yeah, but
I totally,
that was so odd. That's that weird. You told me, and then straight after it, like you made a status about it. I was like, what?
Yeah, yeah. I talked to Karina about different. It today because we
were we at the same session? No,
you were. Where were you?
I was in my bed.
Oh right, we were at Dendy. Yeah.
They were at Dendy.
We were
I was
in Newtown.
My bed.
Yeah.
That was a really good movie. It looks really cool. It reminds me a lot of Interview with a Vampire, and that's a sick movie. So. And also, Tom Hiddleston, he gets half naked for 90% of the movie. 90%. So you should probably watch
it's
that.
It's got a really good tone.
Yeah.
It's amazingly shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks incredible.
Visuals.
That was the thing that I, like, lost the whole story because I was just watching how pretty it was.
There wasn't much of a story, but it played well with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's cool. I like twists on vampire stories and not all about being a vampire. It's more just about who they are as people, or as vampires. But,
sad
and
about
then...
Ian, though. Ian, his mate.
Oh, yeah.
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 I liked him in Fry. I want to say Fright Night, but I don't think I'm right.
Oh, well.
I also watched the latest movie written by Joss Whedon called In Your Eyes. And I hadn't really heard a lot about it, but it's available... I think that was my hand. It's available on... What's that site? Vimeo. To rent
Vimeo.
On Vimeo.
Vimeo.
Cool.
So that's an interesting thing for a full feature length
In Your
film.
Eyes? What?
It's Joss Whedon. Joss Whedon
wrote
it.
Yeah, but what's it called?
It's called In Your Eyes.
In Your Eyes.
And it's just like a small indie that has... It has the chick from another movie that I really like. Doesn't really matter. It's interesting. The story is like a really cool concept. It's about these two people who are... I don't know if this is spoiling it. I don't think it is. It happens in the first 2 minutes. It's about two people who... are connected somehow mentally and they can see through each other's eyes, these two people, and they can talk to each other. And so it's like about them building a relationship and being freaked out. I wish that Joss had an actual hand in directing it and stuff. I think it would have been heaps better, but it was still a good movie. And for $5 to rent, why not? Do it. Go ahead. And there was one other movie that I watched that I wanted to talk about and I don't remember what it is. It's a movie called The Physician. Have you heard of this? Apparently it's a book. And the movie was from last year, and it's about this, like, British guy who, in the Middle Ages, not Middle Ages, but actual genuine history back in time, wanted to learn how to heal people, but they wouldn't allow it in, obviously, because of the Christianity or whatever.
Right.
Or the Catholic Church, I don't even know. But so he goes to Persia to learn how to be a healer, and it's, like, a really well-made movie. I really like it. And that's all. And then... Reading. I am reading the biography of the Warner Brothers. It's called The Brothers Warner.
That's cool.
An original title?
Yeah, I know, right? I picked it up when I was at Warner Brothers Studio. I was having lunch with the woman who wrote it, who is the granddaughter of one of the brothers. And I bought it then and she signed it for me, but I hadn't had time to read it yet. So I just started reading it. And they had, it's really interesting how they set up their whole studio and how they, they were really hands-on about... making movies back in the day makes me want to be a movie maker.
You notice that you name drop a lot? Like, you can, because you've met all these, like, famous people and stuff. No, but you do it subconsciously.
Huh.
I was explaining
why I have the book.
No, it gives a lot of street cred to our podcast.
You've mentioned it.
Everyone's going to notice it.
I just wanted to explain why I had it.
Yeah, no.
It's because I went on the...
It was
the,
an
like,
appropriate story. Yeah. I just noticed and...
Okay. I went on the deluxe tour at the Warner Brothers studio.
Like last week with Maddie... Oh, Carl Urban. I've met Carl Urban. Oh, he touched my butt.
Oh, she did. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I've never met Carl Urban. What? Okay, I'll try not to name drop.
I also met
Ashley Benson in the bathroom while I was
there. Oh, there you go.
She's a chick from Spring Breakers and... Pretty Little Liars.
Just, yeah, just act natural.
So now it's Tara's fun fact that she meets people.
Mm.
Okay.
That's the next
one. And that was playing, watching, and reading. That's all.
Okay. Okay, I got one thing. Fans of anime that's not Andy, feel free to send me some suggestions. Feel free to send me some suggestions to watch.
I will suggest some for you right now. Wait, not horror. I don't like horror.
I was going to say that a horror, thriller, or psychological based.
Well,
and action.
Lots of the... Well, see, action, there's lots...
There's a lot of action, but I do like... Stuff like Attack on Titan would be cool.
Yeah.
But just
you
not
need
Attack
to get,
on Titan.
You need to get back into that.
We
discovered that the same day together.
I know.
And you still haven't watched it.
I have the first manga of that, actually.
Yeah.
Attack on Titan. I should read it. I really like Ghost in the Shell for action.
Yeah.
I have that.
Yeah, it's good.
Try Ghost in the Shell Arise.
Have you seen Helsing?
Van Helsing.
No, Helsing.
Oh, Helsing? No.
Is that the vampire
That's
one?
A horror one. Yeah, I think it's...
the Hugh Jackman
vampire
one?
No. Van Helsing. The vampire one, I read the mangas back in the day.
Right.
I don't know
There's
what
like so many of them, but I found this site that I can get them all off, and they're English dub. I really love English dub ones.
Oh, yeah. No.
I don't mind subtitles, but there's some really cool English dub ones.
What
like
about,
the one from Gantz is good.
Have you watched all the Studio Ghiblis?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, are they like... Yeah. Are they action based?
No, but they're trippy as shit.
So is it like Ni No Kuni in Happiness?
No, lots of them are not happy. Lots of them are very not happy.
Okay,
they're
that's
very
cool,
strange. You need to pick up the ones that are weirder, like Nausicaa of the Valley of the Wind, giant bug monsters.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Princess Mononoke is about a chick who runs with wolves.
Yeah.
What else is weird? Castle in the Sky. Oh, Laputa Castle in the Sky.
Yeah, Castle in the Sky.
A
Castle in
the
Sky. But they're not like Howl's Moving Castle has wizards
that one's
and
cute.
Stuff. And
Kiki's Delivery
Kiki's
Service,
Delivery
is,
Service.
Is like a cutesy one.
Yeah, yeah.
Those
but
two are cutesy.
All of them are brilliant.
Okay.
Like, it's not even a question.
And if you like English dubs,
the
voice actors are incredible.
Graveyard of the Fireflies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that one's not Miyazaki, though.
I'll listen back to this and be like, okay.
They just go to Hayao Miyazaki and watch everything he's ever made.
Yes, everything.
I know,
Ponyo,
I heard
like,
Miyazaki's.
Ponyo
is adorable,
well, yeah,
but it's
cool.
Still brilliant.
Mm.
Yeah, you gotta
and then
watch
The Cat Returns and...
That, again, not Miyazaki,
yeah,
but
still
whatever. Fine. So, listeners, I was about to say viewers, but we'll get there eventually. Listeners, send me some suggestions for horror-based now that I have everything else covered.
Just watch Death Note.
But that's...
Yeah,
No? It's too, like... I like seeing the stuff that doesn't have that much filler, either. I know Death Note probably doesn't have that much filler, but I do. It, like, so... It goes so in sync with what Stardust said the other day. Huh?
Do you want something that will last you?
I'd rather watch, like, ones that are to the point. Like, I mean, Gantz is only two seasons, and I'm already halfway through the first season.
Yeah, you don't want
and
something that goes
after.
Forever. Like, fucking Dragon Ball Z.
Or Naruto.
Or
I would
Naruto.
Never watch
Come
Naruto.
Come on, man. It's only, like... 700 episodes in. What about One Piece? 650
See,
episodes in.
I'm totally cool with Dragon Ball Z, but I feel like I've passed that phase
of
watching
that
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm big
what
fan
are you talking
of the
about?
Horror.
Watching that? No, Dragon Ball Kai. If you want a quick Dragon Ball Z,
but
thing,
I've watched a lot of Dragon Ball Z in my day.
That's
so
okay.
I mean, like,
okay, cool.
I'd rather original stuff that I haven't seen that is like new to me. Like Gantz is like really cool, kind of like not original but original at the same time. Because I've seen movies that are kind of like the same thing, but.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Okay.
Also, check out Sword Art Online.
I've
That's
got
one of my
all
favorites.
Of that downloaded.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
So, how about we move on to... Mm-hmm. Are we going to talk about the April preview now?
No.
Once, no?
We'll do that after the
Okay.
news.
Let's
so
cool.
we'll do...
Hermes
headlines. Yes.
Ba-da-ba-tsh.
You got to put that down. It's
He's reading...
I can't. This
the...
is why I'm reading news.
Oh, right. Well, it's
okay.
affecting the microphone.
So, because one, I'm lazy and my computer is destroyed, I... haven't made a list of specific news, so we're just going to wing it, see how it goes. So first of all, on TV, there's a Friday the 13th TV show that's been announced. Let's talk about Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
I said, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about... Oh, right, sorry. I was just thinking
let's
about,
talk about
it. I was talking about it just telepathically. You didn't get that? Our listeners got it.
Did they?
Yeah.
Ed's shaking his head.
We gotta get Ed on one of these episodes.
Like, I just picture Ed sitting in like a dark room with headphones in, just being like, no.
He's like, how did he know?
Okay, here's another one. Does anyone know Meg Ryan? You know that Meg Ryan?
Meg Ryan, yeah.
She's narrating. Tom Hanks. She's narrating How I Met Your Dad.
Narrating it. That's
narrating
right.
it.
Yeah. So is she not? She's not playing. The
no,
character?
She's not playing the mother. Okay. She'll just be like a old different mate. Person. Yeah.
Who narrated the first one?
It was the dad from Full House, I believe. If you remember the show Full House.
Nope.
It was great. It had the Olsen twins. That's where the Olsen twins started.
What happened
their
to
fame.
The Olsen twins, man?
What do you mean? What happened
Mary
to them?
Mary Kate and Ashley. Around. Remember when they had a TV show?
Yeah. Full House.
I used to freaking love that show. No, it was like a little
you
cartoony show.
One. He loved their show.
Yeah. Hey, when I was little, I used to watch Powerpuff Girls and like all that.
He also loved The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. That was one of his favorites.
iCarly
as well.
I've never seen any of
Dora the Explorer. Nothing else. That was literally it.
Hannah Montana?
No. Yeah.
Oh. Hannah Montana.
I remember seeing a couple episodes of The Sweet Life, and I was like, I just turn on Dragon Josh instead.
I don't remember ever watching it.
Dragon
That's
Josh.
So
she
Raven.
So before.
That's
She's
So Raven.
That's So Raven was the best.
Like, Sweet Life of Jack and Cody was not
Jack,
on.
Zack and Cody.
Jack and Cody was not on when I was a kid.
No, neither was.
Yeah, so
no, it was like 2006. Back in 2006, surely.
Yes.
Yeah, but you were so young then.
I was a little kiddie back then.
Yeah.
Not really.
We were older, we were more mature. Yeah.
Sweet Life was like a Cody. Drake and Josh.
Drake and Josh was alright.
I really love that
Drake
show.
In it? Because I just picture it with
Drake.
It has Drake and Josh
think about
Hutchins.
That.
Yeah, yeah, it makes me because he was in
Drake
that. He was
no,
in
Josh Hutchins from The Hunger Games.
No,
and,
no,
and Drake,
no,
the
no,
hip hop artist. Drake
oh,
and Josh.
Oh, I thought you were actually being serious.
No, I'm very serious. That's
Drake
what the
Bell
show about.
And Josh Peck.
And it's them living in an apartment.
Yeah.
And Drake bringing home all his bitches.
What was the sister's
and,
name? Was it Mindy?
I can't remember.
I can't take
God.
Drake seriously because I can only
which
picture
Drake?
Him on Degrassi. Actually,
I'm stuck now. I don't know which Drake you're talking about.
He's just the Degrassi guy in my head.
Who's
weird.
Drake? Drake
the
Bell?
Singer?
Drake Bell.
Is that his name?
Yep.
Yeah, he
Trust
was on Degrassi
me.
For like 4 years. And I remember him.
The first time I saw him was,
You just got a Facebook notification that came through.
Tara, you're silly.
Well, it came through your headphones, but not into the microphone, so it's fine.
All right, cool.
Wasn't even a notification of Essence.
Okay.
Of Essence. Okay.
Let's continue.
Okay. Oh, I lost it. New Flash Gordon movie is being developed.
Yes,
cool.
I
posted
about
that.
This. Yeah, I posted about this.
But who?
No, not with the old Flash Gordon. They'll have a
no,
new,
it's not the old
young,
Flash.
Handsome
who's
Flash
I'm
Gordon.
Saying who's playing Flash Gordon?
We don't know yet. Fox just got the rights. We don't know any more than that.
Cool.
Yeah, but it's a Fox show, so if it's good, they'll cancel
Ooh,
it
shit.
Straight away.
Yeah, oh, I should have talked about that earlier.
Yeah, talk
I'll
about
talk
it
about
now.
It while you're looking at the news. So, right, so I found this TV show that I wanted to watch last night because for some reason I was IMDbing Emma Stone. I don't know why.
Sure.
You know,
as you do.
Hey, I do that 3 times a week.
I feel like it came from
really?
Me.
Really? No.
I feel like it came from me looking up the chick who I didn't realize was in Spider-Man that was in Spider-Man and then being
oh,
like,
yeah, that was
I wonder what else Emma Stone has been in recently. And so I looked it up. Anyway, discovered that she was in a TV show in 2007 with Nathan Fillion. And it was written
I thought it was 2009.
No, 2007. It was written and created by Tim Minear, who is the guy who did Firefly with Joss Whedon. And so I was like, oh my god, this is going to be the greatest show ever. I'm going to watch all of it. And there was only 6 episodes. And
filmed.
Fox only aired 4 of them. And it's nowhere. You can't even buy the DVDs. And I'm so depressed. I'm like, Nathan Fillion and Emma Stone, 2 of my favorite people.
Tell us about the show. What was it about?
It's about like an illegal street racing thing or something, right?
It's about an illegal cross-country street race. So this mysterious group rings individuals, and they each have motivation, something on them to get them to race across the country. Yeah, and it looks like Nathan Fillion's character, his wife, gets kidnapped.
Yeah,
and that's how he gets coerced into this cross-country race.
It looked like it was, I don't know, I don't like the idea of it, but I love everything else about it, and so I'm like, I'm sure it was done incredibly well.
There was a cult classic movie called Cannonball Run back in the 80s, and it, what's his name?
I don't know.
Richard Fried from wrong. Friends.
Oh, that
Richard.
Was not who I thought it was going to be.
Well, you're like talking about Fisher
like
Mama
back in
that.
His day. No.
Oh, with the big mustache.
Yeah, with mustache Richard.
He was a dick.
Anyway, he was alright. He helped change.
He was at the wrong time, right?
Anyway, it had him in it. No, it didn't. That's the wrong person. It doesn't matter. Nice. Anyway, nice, yeah, that was about a cross-country race that, okay, that like happens annually. And that was really good. So I think they were trying to go for like the same kind, yeah, of tone. Okay. Get the nostalgia of...
As it is, I really want to watch it, and I'm still trying to find a way, yeah, to watch it.
You'll watch anything like, with Nathan Fillion and
Emma Stone.
I genuinely
going to buy the fucking DVD.
If and it now, exists and now four they're episodes. Making,
like, you, it's there six on iTunes. Episodes. Dude.
Two unseen.
It's, yeah, there on iTunes, it's there on Amazon, but both say unavailable. And I'm like, no, Fox.
Wait, let me wait, buy wait, wait. Is that unavailable,
no, like,
to the Australian
in general
iTunes?
No. I, like, went through a proxy to go to the American one and went onto the American store, and it was there, and it's just, like, unavailable. And I'm like, why? Why?
That's weird. It must have been a big thing for that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Fox obviously had, like, pulled the rights to it or something. Either way, I wanted to pay for it, and I couldn't, so now I'm trying to torrent it. There you go, Fox. That's what you get.
So, is it
you
working?
You could have had our money.
I think I've got the first and the second episode, but the third episode just doesn't exist.
Okay, on to the next news. The Farscape movie is officially... We're in TV. Never mind. I had it ready to go. I had this whole thing ready to go. I was like, TV.
Just do whatever.
Sorry.
Yeah,
there's actually one about Netflix.
One,
there's one about Netflix. Okay, so the streaming price is increasing to $1 or $2 more
a month.
Yeah, for new subscribers. So I don't know if that's gonna be like us chumps who are paying $8 a month.
Wait, you're paying $8? I'm not paying $8, but that's American, right?
It's $7.99 American.
Yeah, so you're like,
which
$10.
Which is $9 something.
Yeah, because I always think of it as $10 a month, but that's just because of the exchange rate.
Yeah.
That's, who cares, it's $2 more and you still get lots of content. When's it coming to Australia? Netflix?
Never.
Actually, I don't really want it to because they'll bring it here and then somehow we'll lose the ability to go to the American one.
Mm-hmm.
And the Australian one will have no content.
Yeah, it's like the Canadian one doesn't have Sons of Anarchy to watch.
Right.
That's so weird.
It's missing lots of stuff.
The Canadian one's crap. Okay, on the movies, because I couldn't find anything else. The Farscape movie is officially in the works.
Which is fantastic. That was a great show. One of my favorites.
My dad really loved that.
Oh, it was amazing.
I never got into it.
That and Stargate were my two big sci-fi shows back in the day.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of both, but not enough to like, mm-hmm, be like, oh my god,
oh, man. Farscape.
Stargate
was amazing. Farscape was amazing. What and then two of the characters from Farscape ended up in Stargate.
Yeah. Because they all do the cycle of sci-fi shows. Everyone that's on a sci-fi show stays on a sci-fi show forever, almost.
Pretty much.
It's cool, though. That works.
Until they get too old.
No, they
like
they,
Richard
they
Dean
go
Anderson.
For a really long time, and then they just die.
Yeah, no, Richard Dean Anderson, who played Colonel Jack O'Neill on Stargate, he got too old to do it, so they brought in the guy from Farscape.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I've got a question for you. You both watch Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Sure.
What do you think of the cast change for Darius? Do you think he's better?
Yeah, it didn't bother me.
I don't mind.
He's more handsome.
I think
he
he's
looked
better
weird
to look at.
Last time.
I think it's interesting they didn't try to change his hair or anything to make it look like him.
Mm.
Like, they just went, it's a new guy, deal with it.
What if he turns out to be the faceless assassin that Arya met back in the day? The guy who could, like, change his face just by going like this?
No.
Nice.
I
think this new guy is much more...
he
much
sort of gives off a better vibe,
cast.
Too.
Yeah. Definitely.
Anyway.
He has very luscious and handsome hair.
Okay, so Bryan Singer, he's been accused of sex abuse allegations.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He's responded and said they are fictitious.
And there have been like three others that have come out as well, like three other director/producer people.
Yeah. I feel like this has all been cannonballing off the fact that James Franco tried to get with a 17-year-old.
Maybe.
Yeah,
then?
It could be.
That
maybe
was a weird
starting
thing.
A new fact.
And he pulled himself
thing.
Out. He pulled himself out. He's like, yeah, I was a bit of a douchebag. At least he admitted
thought he
to
would,
it.
Yeah, I thought he would just try and be like, that wasn't me, it's fake. But
mm.
It was definitely him. I read that whole story and looked, and even had like with the photos of himself.
Yeah, but...
Like, nothing happened, so he can't get sued for it.
Yeah, he could have said that it wasn't him, though. Like, people would have believed him, probably.
If something had happened, he would have been
yeah,
probably
but
like,
the people
nah.
who didn't believe him would just, yeah, think he's a douchebag. But this way, it's kind of appeasing both.
Hey, man.
He also joked. He also joked about it on
Saturday Night,
Saturday
Live.
Night Live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When
so at least he's taken it in the right way, if you could say that. Okay, the Deadpool writers. So I'm guessing Deadpool and G.I. Joe 2. Deadpool was the game. I'm assuming they're talking about, unless it's the like a series that you know about.
No, there's going to be a Deadpool
movie.
Yeah.
Okay, well the Deadpool movie. The writers.
Anyway.
Are writing the Watch Dogs movie.
Okay. That script is actually really good. Have you read the script?
Mm.
Deadpool script? Yeah.
Mm.
It's a good script. Hopefully they make it soon.
So this is going to be a Watch Dogs movie.
Yeah, that will probably come out like 2 years ago. Before
Watch Dogs comes out.
Watch Dogs comes out next month.
Oh, right. So the movie will come out next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think it'll be like fucking Assassin's Creed and take like 6 iterations of the game before it even decides to come out.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because I watched a 9-minute gameplay on Watch Dogs yesterday. Like a new one. It was a multiplayer thing. It was really cool. I really enjoyed how they did it. Yeah, because all that
just came out from the Chicago Me, right? Where MG is at the Chicago playthrough right now?
I guess so, yeah. That would be it.
I really hope that they don't cast anyone that's really well known. Like they cast a relatively unknown actor for...
Aiden.
Yeah, is that his name?
Aiden Pierce.
Yeah. Aiden Pierce.
You know, it won't be good if it's like fucking Tom Cruise or some shit.
Yeah, it won't be. No. It'll be if it's anyone, it will be not someone huge. I think.
Someone recognizable, but not huge.
Yeah.
Andrew Garfield. No.
No. I was thinking someone like that though, but I can't even picture who it is in my head.
Tobey Maguire can do that. Emo dance and everything.
Like, Aiden Pierce, he's not that young.
He's only 20s.
He looks like 20s, early 30s. Yeah.
All right.
And you really can't see his face anyway.
Yeah.
Because he's got that thing on all the time. But Watch Dogs looks really good.
Mm, I know.
I'm really excited for it. Screw what everyone's saying about the graphics. It looks fun. Mm. Okay. So here's more news. The third Hobbit movie is now called The Battle of the Five Armies.
Okay. The Battle of the Five
Armies.
So what are the five armies? Dwarves, elves, dragons.
Smaug. No.
Smaug. Wizards. And... Gandalf. Oh, no. The bad guys. Orcs.
I haven't watched the second one yet.
That's fine.
The second one's really good.
I know. I didn't get to it while I was at the movies and I was waiting for the DVD. And now
so, okay. The story behind this as well is the fact that they registered this trademark like last week. Like mm-hmm. the thing for The Hobbit. The Battle of the Five Armies. That's mm-hmm. what it was registered last week. And people just thought they would register it so people could take that name. What if
the only people fighting are orcs with five arms?
So it'd be like Mortal Kombat. It'd be like... What's his face?
Yeah, yeah. The only people fighting are five armies.
Goro.
Because they got five arms.
That's a nickname for them? Five armies?
Five armies, yeah.
Cool. I'd watch that.
Yeah.
I'm just keen for the new Hobbit movie. That looks good.
Punching each other, you know. So what was it called before? Multiple weapons in all five hands.
Okay, so it was called There and Back Again. That's what it used to be called.
Yes.
So the first one was Unexpected Journey, Desolation of Smaug, and...
There and Back Again was the title of his book that he wrote and gave to...
But I think because they didn't get... I think I read it, they said they didn't get enough like box office return or something. They wanted to make the name more interesting for people... So the Battle of the Five Armies sounds like
nobody shit's knows gonna what go down. Smaug is.
No one knows what desolation means if you haven't done English.
Yeah, that was probably from the south of America.
Yeah.
No one deep in Texas south. Watched it. Desolation? What? I got your accent. I should have attempted the accent at least, but I didn't.
Yep.
Okay. The Goosebumps movie has started filming.
Cool.
Jack Black's The Goosebumps movie, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I hope it's not, you know, a stupid comedy. I mean, I hope it has comedic elements, but
Goosebumps was always creepy. Like sort of mixed that.
Yeah, the show was always. I mean, the show was good. The adaptation.
I don't remember watching the show.
There was an it wasn't called Goosebumps. It was like something else.
But no, there was a Goosebumps. I have it on my Netflix queue. It's called Goosebumps.
I thought it was called something else.
I remember always that Goosebumps book in the apartment. The theme park, and it was one of those books that you could like decide your fate. If I remember rightly. That was really cool.
I fucking love
really
those books. Choose Your Own Adventures?
Mm.
Yeah.
Best.
I'd die a lot.
I wish they had more of them.
Do they still write?
If they did a young adult book, Choose like Your Own Adventure, that would be amazing.
It'll be really long, though.
Mm.
Yeah. How do I read that?
Speaking of, before I forget about it, I came across this thing yesterday, actually. And you know people who do walks and runs and stuff? How they just listen to music.
Yeah.
There was like this thing that came up on my Facebook and it was like run through like a themed side of like story thing. And what it is these apps, they calculate...
You had Zombies Run?
Zombies Run.
I fucking love that game. I play it all the time. Whenever I run.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Like, I didn't know about this shit until yesterday.
What is it?
So you can talk about it.
I'll talk about it. So this one in particular, I don't know what the other ones do, but it's a story that plays. So there's like... a voiceover, and basically it's been invaded by zombies, the world is invaded by zombies, and it's immersive so that you basically picture it as you're running, mm-hmm. but you you know, your helicopter collapses and you get stuck in this town and they need someone to run for supplies, so you're the runner and you're called like runner 17 or whatever, I can't remember what number it is, and they like radio talk to you as you go, and you can like hear zombies
and when there's one behind you, you have to run faster, and you pick up supplies on the way, and then you get back to your town, and you get to, like, fix your town up with the actual app. But
cool. Yeah, there's, like, a little gamey thing to
it. Yeah, it's all audio except for the parts where you, like, come back and you resupply your town and things like that. But it's super good for motivation, making you run away from
the place. Like, that would be the next step for gamers and stuff to really enjoy that instead of...
So then does it go, like, some moments where it's like, oh, we're okay, we're safe, let's just take a breather, and that's when you rest, and then it goes...
If I remember rightly... if you stop, I was reading, like, this person, he reviewed, like, five of them, and he said, during the zombies one specifically, that he stopped and waited for the green man, which is the traffic lights, and he got killed.
Yeah, if you have your GPS thing on and you get, like, one comes near you, so the ones that are chasing you, you can stop, it doesn't matter, they'll just keep, they'll be behind you, but if you get an encounter, which is when one sees you on the GPS, you have to run away from it, and you like, as you go closer to it, it gets louder, so you have to sort of judge where you have to run away.
What, so you need to change direction?
People have been hit by traffic because of it.
I totally believe that.
So if you you can turn that off though. I had always had my GPS turned off because I used to run into my cul-de-sac, and one always used to get me in my old, where I used to live in my old cul-de-sac, and I'd have to run out again, and I'd be like, no, I just need to go home. There's a zombie there, and so now I don't have that on.
It's such a cool little app, cool though. I mean, one excellent way to motivate people to do stuff.
The other day when I was at the other day when I was at the movies yesterday, I was thinking about having a theater where it's like a headphone theater. So every person has headphones on that are kind of noise canceling, so you can't hear anything outside of what's right next to your ears. It's so like really creepy horror movies like that. Because when I listen to music in bed or whatever, and I have my back to the door, I'm kind of paranoid about something coming through the door that I won't hear.
I wouldn't trust people that I was with.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust people I was with either.
But I'm sure that
I wouldn't trust you.
In a situation like that, I'm sure that they would set people up to come and scare you too, right?
Yeah,
like,
that would be really cool.
It'd be a genuine...
So I like the idea of starting a theatre where it's all
better
headphone...
Yet. You have Oculus Rifts as the screens. So you're sitting in your chair.
You can't, like, even...
Anything.
You can't even, like, unimmerse yourself.
I'd be so anxious. Oh, that would be amazing.
I don't think I would even be able to do the headphone thing. I'd have one off, one on. Like, I'd half because I wouldn't be able to deal.
And I'd worry about people stealing the headphones, so I'd need to do something like that.
Okay, let's move on. That was a lengthy discussion.
Yeah.
Super Troopers 2 is a go.
Yeah, that's going to be good. And Super Troopers 1 was great.
Scarlett Johansson might be re-teaming with the Iron Man 2 director, Jon Favreau, that's his name, for The Jungle Book.
Yeah, and also...
Lupita Nyong'o.
Yeah, who was in 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah.
Lupita Nyong'o.
How did Thingo... Remember Tom Hanks? Who did he mispronounce?
You mean...
Who was the...
You mean John Travolta.
Why did I say Tom Hanks?
I don't know.
Was he at the
completely different people?
I can never
remember what
he actually said.
Adele Nazeem.
And instead how do you correctly pronounce
instead
it?
Instead of
it's
Idina Menzel.
Isn't it just Ida?
No, Idina Menzel.
Yeah.
You would have mispronounced it too.
Yeah, I would,
Adele Nazeem.
I would have read it.
That sucks.
Yeah, but you could tell, like, as he was halfway through, he realized
he was like ah, shit.
But he was committed.
Yeah.
So
he kept going.
Yeah.
Okay. Does Kick-Ass do... No, that's games. Never mind. Why do they put this shit in the movie section? Well, anyway, it's part of movies. So Kick-Ass 2... There's a Kick-Ass 2 game coming, which is weird. Because I don't think there was a Kick-Ass 1 game. And I don't know how they'd do that. Just to play, you know...
Just be running around levels and kicking ass and...
Kick-Ass is one of my favorite movies. So I've got mass expectation now.
We know it was.
There's a Jurassic World sequels are looking likely.
Jurassic World sequels, really?
Sequels.
They're
so it's
really
like
going to
be a new trilogy,
one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I really
Have
hope Sam Neill makes a cameo.
The pictures
I've
from
seen
the new
pictures
one? Yeah,
the new
there's
one.
Some
yeah.
really cool shots of that being filmed.
They're on the same island where Lost was shot, though. All I see when I look at the scenery is Lost.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Anyway, we'll post those out.
Yeah, check the pictures out. There's, Who posted those? Where did I see those?
I've seen them around on Facebook.
Yeah, but which of the actors did it?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either.
I know that the Hulk.
Eric Banner?
No,
Aww.
The new Hulk.
I was really excited.
Sorry.
I don't know his name.
Ralphio, no. Not John Ralphio. Mark Ruffalo, yes, has been posting photos from the set of Avengers Age of Ultron.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Marvel's been like, come on, man, on Twitter. Like, they were like not sure, seriously. They were like, yeah. Mark. And he's like, sorry, guys, I love you.
There's some cool stuff coming out from Avengers, though. Like, the Joss Whedon shot that film.
YouTube
video.
One shot.
Anyone see that? The YouTube video where he's like, I'm sorry, China, or where I'm filming in. Right. I just blew up your streets. And there's a blown up street behind him. And he's like, it's for the good of the movie. And everyone's like, yeah. Fair enough.
Okay. On to probably the last piece of news that I could be bothered to check for movies.
Mm-hmm.
The Citadel director, Sirian Foy, I guess that's how we say it.
Sure. Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Which
probably.
One?
That one.
Oh, that Sirian, yeah.
He's been reportedly signed to direct the sequel to Sinister. Now, Sinister is a horror movie that I really quite enjoyed. So cool. I'm excited. And I just turned my phone off and I just realized I got to go get games now. So let's talk about horror movies. Actually, talk about Black Cat.
Wait, we still haven't talked about
Black
games.
Cat and Amazing Spider-Man.
What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. Okay, so during Amazing Spider-Man 2, apparently the girl, and her name is Felicity Jones, is the actress, played a character
called Felicia Hardy.
Yeah, played full. I was like,
Felicity Hardy.
Her name is Felicity Jones. Yeah, Felicia Hardy. Her character was in it. So Felicia Hardy is obviously Black Cat in the comic universe. Was in it for a couple of scenes, chatting to.
It's fine.
Chatting to the Green Goblin guy.
Yep.
I don't remember these scenes. I don't even remember her being in it. And I really I really like the actress. So when I read that she was in it, I was like, who? Who was she? I don't remember seeing her at all. Like, I really like her. And then when I read that she was playing Felicia, I was like, sick fucking Black Cat. That's awesome. She's going to come into the next movie. It's going to be great. But I love her as an actress. She is
in... I love her as a
character.
She's
in Like Crazy. Have you seen Like Crazy? She's British.
Right.
No,
I can't recall.
But
I'm bad with
Black Cat
names,
is great.
Great,
I know.
With faces,
but she does. She's not blonde, so that's why I thought maybe I'd missed her in the movie because she was blonde and I didn't realize it was her. But I then went to try and like download a copy of the movie just to check what scenes that she was in. I wanted to see which scenes it was. And there was nothing available. For some reason, someone has uploaded a cam of a 3D movie for Amazing Spider-Man.
Right.
That's the only one you can download. And I was like, what? Who goes into a 3D movie and goes, you know what? I think I'll just put a camera up for the people on the internet to watch and then be like, oh shit.
Why didn't they put the 3D glasses over the camera lens?
Anyway, don't torrent movies, but I just wanted to check which scene she was in. That's my justification. I did go and see the movie properly. I wasn't going to steal it.
No, you did go and see it, yeah.
I also wanted to see
In the end, did you find those scenes?
No, I didn't download it because I'm not watching it in 3D.
True.
No, I'm not even looking at it in 3D. I also wanted to see the X-Men scene at the end that I hadn't seen yet.
Yeah, I heard there was a X-Men...
For no purposeful reason. There's no reason for it.
It
was in the contract for Mark Webb.
Yeah, it was an interesting thing in his contract.
Yeah, he had to do it to be able to direct Spider-Man.
I thought he said he wanted it in there to be able to direct Spider-Man.
No.
It was his
stipulation,
wasn't it?
It was Fox's. Fox's had a stipulation in there. For him to direct the Amazing Spider-Man, they had to promote X-Men.
Yeah, but as in, like, he worked... As in, like, Fox made him do it because...
He did something
with
them,
obviously.
That was the
only way for him to be able to do... But for Sony.
If he didn't do
so
it...
So it was still his side of the contract, not Sony's side. I was like,
no,
why
it
was
all
Sony Foxing. Want that? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's move to games.
Okay.
You know that Just Cause game?
Yes.
You know the Just Cause?
I do remember.
Really? Just Cause 3 might be coming out in 2015. And we might be looking at... No, it's Just Cause 2.
Cool.
It might be announced at E3.
Cool.
And that would be really cool because everyone likes
Just Cause. I haven't played them, but my roommate did and I watched him play them and they looked like fun.
They're a lot of fun. They're just like crazy... Oh my god, I clicked an ad. This is the worst. No, they're... They've always been good.
Yeah, they remind me of sort of Saints Row / other things like that. Sort of Far Cry-y, almost.
It's kind of like a mix between that and Far Cry.
Mm. Keen for that Far Cry.
Far Cry 4?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Keen to ride some elephants.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I did it again.
So what other news are you expecting from E3?
Speaking of the Himalayas, sorry, cool. It just kind of popped into my head. I finally watched The Secret Life of Walter Mitty last week.
What did you feel about it?
Wasn't the worst movie I'd ever seen, yeah.
No, it was pretty
amazing. It was okay.
Amazing.
I was like, I didn't think it was amazing.
No,
well,
no, I really enjoyed it. Yeah. I thought it was amazing.
I was expecting that it wouldn't be very good. And then, because I was like, it's one of those Christmas release time movies. It's not going to be great.
But
and
no,
I actually quite liked it.
The visuals were spectacular.
It did look really good.
I enjoyed his little... No, he's really proven himself as a good filmmaker. Like, he wrote, directed... And started it.
I worry about his acting a little bit sometimes. I mean,
maybe he didn't write it because it was based on a book or
it
short
wasn't,
story.
But it was well directed. I was surprised by that. I'm not sure I particularly like him as an actor anymore. I think it's because I see him so much as the actor, comedic actor.
Right, like Zoolander.
Yeah, and that was the kind of movies
I liked
back in the
day. He's moved past that quite well. Yeah. I like it.
It helps that he doesn't look anything like he used to with his grey hair and stuff.
Okay, I've got some stuff for a movie before we move straight forward to the games.
Yes.
I don't know how I missed this, but Amanda Seyfried will be reuniting with Hugh Jackman to star in a new live-action Peter Pan movie.
Cool.
The last
so he's playing
well,
Hook?
So cool. Wait, who did you say was playing?
Amanda Seyfried.
And the dude?
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's Scandinavian.
So
he's Aussie.
Is it going to be a musical? Is it going to be like Les Mis?
No,
it's
live action.
Miserable.
Because that was live action and they were both in it. That's what I'm saying. That's why they reunited, because I would like it if they were singing.
I really liked Hook from back in the day. Yeah. Like Robin Williams.
There was also a mini series about Peter Pan. Three episodes. I never watched it. I need to download it actually because it looks like
a
really good.
And there was a Peter Pan movie back in late 2000s.
Oh, really?
I think it was mid to late.
Maybe. Yeah. Could
be. That's cool. Never saw it, I don't think.
I can think of some other movie news that I read about last night that prompted me to watch another movie. They're making the third, which is actually from the fifth book of the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. So the fifth book is being made into the third movie.
Right.
And it's 10 years later, so it's going to be the same people.
Okay.
Cool. I watched the second one again because I hadn't seen it in ages.
So. Yeah, I haven't seen either one of them.
Aw, but I
haven't seen either leg
of
the pants.
But what about, it's like Alexis Bledel. She's like one of my faves. She's so pretty.
Maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah, you should watch them. They're pretty cheesy, but...
Are we done?
No. Okay. Oh, we're done with movies. First of all...
Seriously, we still haven't done games?
Yeah.
10 minutes ago, we were getting onto games.
Okay, first of all, for all you Aussies, which is mainly everyone... The EB Expo 2014 tickets are now available to buy.
They are.
Don't do what I did last year and buy a gaming pass a month before it was on, because you get stuck behind crappy lines and you have to wait for hours.
Yeah, but they're so expensive to buy the fast passes.
They're $130.
Yeah, fuck that.
That's not that expensive to get through the queue. Mm. It'd be worth it, trust me.
It just depends on the type of person you are. When I go to those kind of expos, partly I'm working at them, but usually even before that, I don't necessarily want to play every single game there. I just kind of like seeing everything and the atmosphere. So I don't even line up for shit because
That was kind of like me. But you see, like, I really wanted to play Dying Light.
Yeah.
And that line was... It wasn't even that big.
Yeah.
But they let in... So we got there, like, us people in the queue, in the crappy gamers queue. We got there, and then all these people in the express queue got there, like, after us. Mm. And they had to let them in first.
Yeah, that's how
it works. It was a long wait. And I was like, I'm not doing this. And then I looked at the Titanfall line, and I was like, whew.
I actually don't usually play games at conventions. I prefer to just do other stuff. That's why I'm there. I'm not usually there to preview games.
Mm-hmm. You get on panels and stuff, so...
Yeah. But even before that, I went to EB Expo before I was part of, you know, the games industry. And I went there and I didn't play a single... Oh, no, I played Tomb Raider.
Nice.
That was the only game I played.
Do.
Yeah.
Pass me a Coke.
Sure.
Okay. So, the Watch Dogs 2... they said it won't take that as long to make as the first one.
Yeah, because it's made from the same...
It'll be the same engine, yeah. Which is kind of stupid. Why? I don't even know why.
Mm, that smooth Coca-Cola taste.
Don't put a Coke ad in this until they pay us. We don't do unpaid advertising.
What if we get free
don't
Coke
sell
from
out.
This?
We're not going to... We have to organise that before you plug it on the stream. So let's bleep out the Coca-Cola part of that.
There was a...
Pepsi. We like Pepsi too.
That smooth cola taste. Because, anyway.
So, have you any of you heard about the new game called Lords of the Fallen?
No.
Lords
by
of
Bandai.
The Fallen?
No. By Bandai.
It's a PS4, Xbox One, PC, I guess, game. Basically like Dark Souls, but just for next gen.
Oh.
Looks difficult.
That's cool.
I don't know if I'll get it.
You probably have to.
I probably will.
Because if I get it,
God damn it!
You review it. I love this. I love that I don't have to do things anymore. Just be like, play this shitty game, Andy. Play this shitty game.
Don't what are you Xbox talking about? I am not your employee as of yet. Bullshit. You have not nailed me down.
Xbox One's Japan release date has been announced, and that, if I remember rightly, I'm not going to go into the story because I'll take ages to get back. It's like September 7th.
Which one?
Xbox One's Japan release date.
Launch. Right.
I actually thought it was in Japan already, but obviously not. No. So now, there's not even no real point to launch it in Japan, in my opinion. Of course, it's going to be there, but the PlayStation rules over in Japan. Even the Vita sells really good.
I mean,
there.
They should still have it there. Why not? It's a big market to not be in.
To not be in, yeah.
Why would they not just release it there? That feels like there's like, why? Why? Like, what possible reason is there for them to not have it there already?
Oh, you're telling me? Yeah, so that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
There's a new image that Call of Duty 2014 revealed that looks like it won't be true. That's it there. I actually thought it was a photo of like a dude. Like, that's how realistic it looked.
Hey, and then I was like,
but then I was like, this is Call of Duty. And not to hate on Call of Duty, but Call of Duty doesn't look very good on the next gen.
I wonder what they'll have this time as the gimmick, if it's not a dog.
Cats.
No.
Attack of the cats.
I don't know. Velociraptors, please.
Velociraptors would be pretty cool.
No, they'll be in like the Horde mode. It'll be Velociraptors in the Horde
mode. I would play that.
Okay. You know what I keep forgetting about Jurassic Park between views of it every couple years? The T-Rex is the hero because he kills the Velociraptors.
What about Turok?
Like, they're about to get killed and then the T-Rex comes in and...
Did you ever play Turok?
Turok? No.
Oh, you missed out on greatness.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I had so much nostalgia to that game.
I watched Jurassic Park when it came back for the 3D release at the movies, and I saw it in VMAX at Event Cinema. It's really good.
That would have been cool.
And Ghostbusters, too.
So what's Turok about?
Turok, you're like this dinosaur hunter, man.
Oh, right.
There was like four of them. And there was even a remake for current last-gen consoles. So. Okay.
And did you play that every night and every day? To rock and roll all night. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
We really need like some sort of bell for this.
I really want to just...
Andy's
a new lines. Bell?
I'm really
a
trying to
a terrible
ignore
joke
it.
Bell?
Bam, bam, bam.
Gong.
Bum, bum,
a terrible,
bum.
Yeah.
Okay, let's finish off the news. There's obviously so much more news that's come through, but I don't think we have enough time.
We've done like 40 minutes
we have
of
no,
news.
We don't have enough time to continue to go through it, so let's end with Dragon Age Inquisition's release date reveal.
That's
which
a
is
really cute
October
poster.
7th.
Why did I say cute? It's not cute. It's a good-looking poster.
I am freaking excited, and I said to these people when they came and we played Guitar Hero that October is going to be a huge month for gaming. Because not only will you have Alien Isolation on October the 7th, but you'll also have Shadow of Mordor, the new Lord of the Rings next-gen game, on October 7th, and Dragon Age Inquisition, and then the week after that, you'll also have the new Batman game.
We're going to have a tough time predicting October's previews.
I'm going to say Batman. I'm still going to say Batman.
Yeah, Batman. Yeah. We have it.
Rocksteady, man.
All right.
Believe in the Batman.
All right, mark their words, listeners. They both said
Batman. Unless
they
announce, like, friggin' Uncharted comes out in October, then that's the only other thing that would beat it, in my opinion.
Yeah, we'll see.
Or Halo. But we'll see. I still don't know if Halo is as good as Arkham Knight.
We'll have a look. We'll have a look when it comes.
We will see. October is going to be a big month.
When's Destiny? Is that September?
September.
Yeah.
Oh, that's getting close.
September 6th?
September 9th.
It's one of the three multiples.
Three multiples.
Cool.
I thought six.
It's the coke.
It comes out 6 days after my birthday.
What a present!
The 3rd of September.
And you're going to have a next gen console by then, won't you?
Yeah, I will.
You'll have a PlayStation 4, huh?
Sure.
That's what I like to hear.
Hear that, PlayStation and Xbox.
Send him one.
So
out.
Xbox is going to send him an Xbox.
And
that's the goal.
Microsoft,
isn't it?
Send me an Xbox and Destiny.
People with have PlayStation 4s.
I'll plug it for you.
People who have PlayStation 4s, let's rally together and convince Andy to get a PlayStation 4 instead.
No,
we also
why not
know.
Both?
one more piece of news. The Walking Dead, the game, Telltale apparently is a Game of Year edition that was leaked on a retailer's website, no listing for the Xbox One, just for a PlayStation 4.
Right.
Which would be awesome. I don't know if I'd get it again, though. I think I might just get it for Vita. But anyway, that rounds up our news.
Yeah,
obviously, there's so much more that happened during the week, but obviously, we decided that we're already an hour in and we don't want to talk about anything else.
Yes.
And we have an April... Hey, I was just about to say April preview. God damn it.
May
we have a May preview to
we
do.
We have to go through the April results first, right?
Yeah.
That pen?
Yes. So let's go through the April results while I move away from the microphone and everyone gets really confused.
Okay.
Pull up the April results, man.
I'm sorry. Where are the April results?
It's in notes. It's in my notes.
Why do you use notes?
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
So let's talk about, firstly, TV.
April was an interesting month.
Yes.
Not really. It was kind of predictable.
Some of it was predictable. Some of it was not. TV, we were pretty, like, all in the same mind
for
this.
Mm-hmm.
For the highest rated and the most successful, all four of us said Game of Thrones. Guess what? All four of us were correct.
Yay.
So everyone gets a point for those. Next, yeah, I've got some weird notes on my computer. Don't look at them. That one just says shower.
Whoa, hey. She just knocked over the microphone. Can you think? Don't click the thing.
Please don't click my notes, okay?
All right.
No, it's about fixing my shower. Just leave it alone.
But it's not like photos, so it doesn't matter.
Leave it alone. I really don't want you to go through my notes because I don't know what else is in that note. Okay.
Let's see what Toby Rolls is.
It's these rolls for his job. I wrote them down so I wouldn't forget. Okay.
I've lost mine as well.
The worst rated Metacritic TV show. Tara said Bad Teacher. Toby said Orphan Black. Lel said Unforgettable. Andy said Playing House. Andy, that's not out yet. That doesn't exist yet.
So if it doesn't exist yet, therefore it got the lowest score.
No.
It got zero.
No,
what
Bad Teacher wins.
It got zero scores.
At the moment, we're going with Bad Teacher because until if we find
that's
out that...
bullshit! You're just giving it to yourself.
If we find out that Playing House gets less, then you can grab
so
it.
So why don't we give it to the best one? Hold on, let's give it to Orphan Black. All right,
I'll concede.
So
that
firstly, Toby, you're a retard because that's a great show.
Hey, this is how I predicted it. Why is it back there? No.
Yeah, because you're too loud and I can't hear. It's yeah, and
you
okay.
can't hear. But you're deaf.
Next up for movies, the highest.
I didn't get to explain Orphan Black.
I don't care. The highest rated, as in the one that got the highest Metacritic score. We all said Lego Movie. Guess what? We were all correct.
Correct.
Yay!
Nice.
Everything
Guess
is awesome.
What we are. No, don't sing that, please.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome.
Please stop. Oh, God, I hate that song so much. Okay.
No, it's so good.
As for the most successful, a.k.a. the highest box office result from opening weekend in Australia, all three of us said Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
However, we were incorrect. And it was, in fact, Captain America. And Captain America premiered on the same weekend as Lego Movie, and yet it still got more than Lego
mm-hmm.
Movie. So that's interesting.
And Lol got that right.
So Lol got that right. Lol got a point there. For the movies...
Have we marked down who, like...
I've written which ones are right, so I'll just fix it later. As for the movies, the ones we said would flop. Tara, as in aka me, I said A Haunted House 2, so did Toby. Lel said Heaven is for Real, and he said The Wedding Video. And A Haunted House 2 got a Metacritic score of 17 out of 100.
Wedding
Video
got 52.
Comedy,
that doesn't sound too bad.
That's not the worst movie ever.
Yeah,
so
that?
Tara and Toby both got points there.
Oh, I saw that on Jimmy Fallon. Yeah, it looks fucking terrible.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It's just like
you can judge
scary
by
movie.
The name.
It's one of the younger Wayans brothers and the one from Scary Movie, like the what's up guy. And
on to the games. This one was a bit difficult, so we sort of left the highest rating because Child of Light is not out yet.
What we know is that Andy is wrong.
Yes, Lego the Hobbit did not get the highest rating. Neither, well, we don't know about Child of Light or Sly Trilogy.
Sly Trilogy has been getting 8s, so we're just going to say it has 8s.
Yes, so we're not sure.
And Lego
Movie's
been getting
actually...
9, so let's just say it's 9.
That's Lego the Hobbit.
Yeah.
What?
You said
what?
The Lego Movie.
I mean, Lego the Hobbit, whatever.
And then, so we're going to leave that one and vote on that when we find out what the Child of Light score is like. As for the most successful, the one with the most sales, the three of us again, said Elder Scrolls Online would get the highest sales.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. Guess what? It was Connect Squad Rivals.
That's so weird.
I know.
Because it makes no sense.
And Lel had one of the FIFAs down. That didn't even hit at all.
Actually, it was on top at one point of selling.
Anyway, Connect Sports Rivals beat it out.
Yep. So none of us got any points for that. The flop, we had three of us had Connect Sport Rivals as the flop, and then the other one as Warlock 2.
So Lel won that one.
No, because the Metacritic rating for Connect Sport was 61 and Warlock 2 wasn't available yet. Oh no, why did I not write it down? No, Warlock 2
was
higher. I'm pretty sure Warlock 2 was higher, so Connect Sports was actually lowest out of those two.
Right.
So we were correct in that sense, but there were things that got worse than that. So, but we'll give the three of us a point for that.
Okay, so how many points do we have?
Who knows?
You should have
been writing them down.
Okay, let's do the actual April preview. May preview. And we're going to be TV first. So, I should stop yelling.
first of all.
Yes, very so much so.
We're going to start with, enthusiastic which one are we starting with? We're going to talk about now the movies, TV, and games movies. That are coming out in May. So, and then we will, as a group, decide which ones we think are going to do the best and the worst. We're starting with TV. So TV, what's available okay. on TV?
On the 4th of May, we'll go around. You can do the next set. All right, Andy, you ready for this?
What, I'm doing movies and then Tarek's
no,
games?
No. You go, I go bang, and then you go bang.
All right.
These people who are listening don't even understand. Okay, first of all, May 4th, David Spade, My Fake Problems is a comedy. Everest Avalanche Tragedy and Hungry Investors.
Hmm,
and those are two
those
specials,
are
actually.
Discovery Channel.
So
okay,
they're
right.
all on the 4th.
Yep.
And then on the 5th of May, 24, Live Another Day, the 12-episode reboot of Keith Sullivan's 24 series. Mm-hmm. 12 episodes, so they need to do 2 hours an episode.
Well, they usually are 2 hours long, aren't they?
No, they're 1 hour.
Oh, okay.
Each episode go for an hour, and they show an hour of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was their gimmick, so that's coming back. I think that'll do... All
yeah,
right.
So I think it'll do well too.
Yeah. So also on the 5th, The Gospel of Jesus' Wife, which is a special.
Yep.
Oh, so it's like
so it's like an hour special.
So it must be like a documentary style.
It's a special, so it's yep. just one episode.
All right. Louis coming back, the extended fourth season of the critically acclaimed series Louis. I think that'll do very very well. And also on the May 5th. We didn't do a Star Wars reference to May the 4th. Anyway,
That's a trailer.
Never mind.
Do you want to do the next one?
Yeah, sure. May 6th, we are going to see on AMC, both on AMC, Freak Show. Is that a reboot? Oh, not a reboot, a continuation.
It's a reality TV show.
Oh, I had no idea. Okay. Small Town Security. That also sounds... Oh,
they're
both
reality
shows.
Yep.
Wow, look at all the reality shows.
Yeah, keep going.
Can we not do reality shows?
Yeah, let's ignore... Also, Catfish and shit is coming out again. Forget those.
Catfish, the TV show.
Yeah, have you ever watched that?
No.
Do you even know what that
also,
is?
So I want to watch that.
It's about people online pretending to be other people and then them going and catching them.
Okay, here's the next
great.
One.
It's really funny.
On the 11th of May, you'll be getting Penny Dreadful.
It's a drama horror.
Eva Green. Eva Green and Josh Hartnett. No.
Oh,
well.
That, you can see the trailers.
And something I'm really excited for, Rosemary's Baby.
Oh yeah, what's that?
It's a miniseries about the the novel.
Oh.
So I'm really keen to see how that goes.
Okay. Mm.
I actually like the look of Penny Dreadful.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard Sounds to decide good. These things. That's a movie, so we're not going to count that. And Andy.
Yeah.
Andy, you're going to do the next ones? Let me find the next ones.
You're right.
The Bachelorette is coming back,
The
guys.
Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah. On May the 19th. The Bachelorette will be starting. I wonder who the new Bachelorette is.
Andy.
One of the rejects from
what's
Juan
that?
Pablo.
Okay, here's
on
another.
CW. A four-hour miniseries.
Cool.
On the 22nd of May, you will get, first of all, the game show that everyone's been excited for, the American Bible Challenge.
Tom Felton is in it. Sorry, I'm reading this.
Yeah, sorry.
Gang Related is coming out in Fox. LA Hair, which I'm sure everyone's excited for.
Super excited.
Labyrinth. On the CW.
Dude, that has Tom Felton in it.
And that's reality, so we're not worrying about LA Hair.
Yeah, no one really cares about
Labyrinth
that.
On the CW.
Yeah,
it
just said
sounds
Labyrinth.
Like it's going to be very, very good. It's a miniseries.
4 hour miniseries.
So
I guess it's like half an hour
or
each.
Or
it's based
what?
On the book. No, what? It's based on a book.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That'll be that interesting.
Oh. Sebastian Stan, too. That's got a good cast.
Okay. There's so much drama.
In
that's
the,
a drama. Reality.
Petals on the Wind?
It's so hard being Snoop
Bam.
There's a
the
lot.
Will
you're going
project.
Through a lot of these. That
yeah,
are,
but they were like they're all reality.
The Night Shift, though. There's a
and
show
an
called...
ensemble medical drama follows the overnight shift as a at a San Antonio hospital.
Yeah.
Freddie Rodriguez, Brendan Fur, Ken Loom, and I can't read the last
yep.
name. Eon. Ian. May.
A Will Wheaton Project. Will Wheaton Project. I'm going to talk about even though it is a like it's a reality.
It's a talk show.
Talk show, but it's going to be a really cool show because it's just Will Wheaton talking about pop culture. For an hour on the Sci-Fi Channel.
That's
so that's
always
really
fun.
Lucky they brought him into the Big Bang Theory. Like, he got
well,
a
he
bit
has...
of a second surge from that.
He's got, he's huge online.
Yeah.
Huge doing
But that's
shows.
The thing,
shows.
Like, you're taking
he,
online
And he's also
to TV,
in, he's in
mainstream.
A, he's in a TV show that's still running. Right. Was it Warehouse 14? One of those ones.
Warehouse
13.
13, whatever. One of those.
Okay.
Yeah,
and to finish off,
sequel, that
to finish off May, we've got Undateable, which is on, I don't remember.
Undateable,
that, is that NBC?
That's NBC, yeah.
Yeah.
Crossbones.
Produced by Bill Lawrence.
Who created Scrubs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that might be interesting. Crossbones, which is an 18th century pirate drama from Luther creator.
On NBC.
Cross, stars John Malkovich as Blackbeard.
Yeah, I don't think Undateable is going to do very
well. And to finish off, by the looks, nothing else is really interesting on the 31st. Derek, which is a sixth episode, second season of the Ricky Gervais series. I don't know
what's going to flop. Seen that?
This is going to be difficult to pick. Okay, so
I reckon
you can
I know
do it first.
Drop,
I've already done mine. Flop. I just need to flop. I just need to flop, and I don't know what I want to flop.
Yeah, I haven't done any.
Okay.
So, while that's happening, why are you guys are both going to write your answers?
Well, I didn't kind of pay attention.
I'll talk about What am I talking
that's
about?
What I mean.
TV series.
Like he's moving there.
I was just going to move it so it was closer so I could talk and you guys wouldn't write near it, but that's fine. Which shows am I excited about? I like the idea of Penny Dreadful. That sounds like a cool show.
Oh, hey, on Thursday the 8th of May, Marin's coming back for a second season. That's going to be cool because that's comedian Mark Maron. He does a really good podcast called Mark Maron's What the Fuck.
Don't plug other podcasts.
No, why not?
Ouch.
Anyway, we want to be friends with him. So that first season was really good. I suggest that to people. Mark Maron.
Shit.
TV show Maron.
Okay, so I've picked... Okay, we'll do it. We'll actually like announce what we've picked after everyone sort of
May
picked
I
it. Hold on, I'm still trying to pick a flop.
Yeah, I don't know where the flop is. None of those sound particularly
bad.
Bad. I'm gonna put undate. Can you put Undateable down for me? Because I feel like as much as I love Bill Lawrence, it could quite easily go wrong.
What was the last ones?
I worry
I'm
about
gonna,
that.
I'm gonna put Crossbones down. Okay. As much as it sounds like really cool.
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay.
It's a lot of reality shows. I think I
There's
underestimated
so many
how many reality shows.
Goddamn reality
What's
shows.
What's Bet on Your Baby? Why is that a show?
Jesus.
There's a show on ABC called Bet on Your Baby and it says game show.
Oh god.
That
how much can
brilliant.
Your baby eat? Money for anyone who can guess that much.
Okay, this is a really boring part of the podcast.
yeah, well, this is what happens when you don't have
so
a working computer.
The most successful, I reckon, will be Louie.
Louie would be good.
Yeah.
There's some good stuff coming out. Did
you
pick it already?
There you go.
Okay, so what have we picked? Tara, I'm going to read you out.
Okay.
You picked
Labyrinth.
For the most successful. I picked Penny Dreadful, and Andy picked Louie. For the highest rated. For highest rated, Tara picked Penny Dreadful. I picked Rosemary's Baby, and Andy picked Labyrinth. And for the flop, Tara picked Undateable. I picked Crossbones, and Andy picked Undateable. You broke the challenge.
Everyone being different.
This is like the first
Lel
time.
Lel is wrong. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, sorry.
This
Lel
is the first time.
Because she's getting drunk on Anzac Day instead of being...
ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, all right.
Cool, let's move on.
So, I really like the fact that this is the first time we've actually been contending against each other.
Yeah.
Well, it's only for TV.
Yeah, okay.
We could theoretically screw that up.
And me first. For movies... coming out in May.
This is for everything that's coming out because we're not going to change it because we don't know what one's
really
good or not.
I'm going to read
all
of those
things.
Out.
That's why I said...
Oh, that's July.
What
then,
the
June.
Fuck? Fast and Furious 7.
Stop
your clicking! next time we're going to print this shit out.
All right. Yeah, well, whose fault is that? Who's
my computer doesn't work.
Yeah, that's true. Alright, so it stops there. We've got it all on the one page. Alright, so coming out in May.
Smash it. Just
we've got the movies Beyond the Edge, Fading Giorgiolo. Gigolo. Is it Gigolo?
It's Gigolo, man.
Fading Gigolo. Sabotage. Right. La Bombe.
Which is Met Opera, so it doesn't count.
Alright, cool. Bad Neighbors, which will be. Zac Efron and Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen.
And also Australia's Emily... What's her name?
Oh, yeah, from The Conjuring.
Yeah. Belle, Chef, Healing,
Chef is Johnny Depp, and what's her name? Someone
is
else?
It?
Yeah, and
I
about him being a reality show chef.
I thought that was Jon Favreau.
No?
And it had Robert Downey as
a cameo.
Maybe
it is Robbie Downey.
Robbie Downey.
Pretty sure.
Robbie Downey.
Let's
Downey.
Check that out.
Let's continue.
That sounded like a really cool
and,
movie.
The double
has Jesse Eisenberg.
Jesse Eisenberg and Mia Wasikowska And this that is looks really difficult as game. That's like kind of artsy, but
yeah, it looks really like good. It'll be really good too.
Mm.
Okay, keep going, Andy.
No, you go.
Okay, from 11th.
Wait, Selfish Giant. What's that? Oh, keep going. I'll get
from
to
the 11th
it.
Of May.
Yeah, John Favreau and Robert Downey Jr. are in Chef.
And a chick, right? Some famous chick.
I'm getting there.
The Golden Age, which is a Bolshoi Ballet, on the 11th of May, which I guess no one's probably going to watch.
Yeah.
The 15th of May.
Scarlett Johansson. Mm. So it's like all the people from Iron Man
15th of May is going to be a big one. First of all, Atelier Marcel, Bright Days Ahead, Child's Pose, The Zero Theorem, and the big one, Godzilla.
Yes, which will be a very big one.
And
so does anyone remember what The Selfish Giant is? Because I feel like I've heard of that, and it's probably good.
Yeah, I don't answer.
Yeah.
You go from here.
Okay, so on May 22nd, another two huge ones, even though we can't remember what Selfish Giant is. I can see that I don't have to read that part. it is The Selfish Giant and also X-Men Days of Future Past.
Should be huge.
Super keen for that. And then on May 29th, we've got A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yes!
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Gardening with Soul. I'm going to put that as my flop, even though I know what it is. The Trip to Italy and Under the Skin.
And what's the last one?
The last one is Cozy Fan Tutte, which is a Met opera, so it's not even counted.
Okay, so let's put this in thing. How have you gone, Tara?
I don't
you
feel decided? Like that, wait, I don't feel like Gardening with Soul is going to be a bad movie because it has an artsy name. So it's probably Sabotage. Sabotage.
No.
What's that?
I don't know.
Sabotage is, what's his name? Arnold Schwarzenegger's latest film.
Okay, it's going to be shit. There you go.
No, it's not. don't hate on the Swartz. I knew that thing sounded familiar.
Feeding Gigolo.
Okay, most successful.
What is... Yes.
No, I'm going
to... I really want to know what Selfish Giant is because I feel like that's a show that I wanted... A movie that I wanted to watch and I can't even...
For the sake of being against each other, I'm going exactly the opposite to Tara. And then I'm going to pick... Attila Marcel as my flop.
As your flop?
Yep.
Well, that's not least successful. That's like people, actual intellectual people doing that. I don't think that's going to...
Well...
What's going to flop?
Attila Marcel.
Oh, I don't know what that
no,
is.
No, it's like a Frenchy film, but it's going to be like really well made. Come on.
Hey, we will see
most
in a
successful,
month.
I reckon, will be X-Men, just because it has the history. Godzilla's going to be up there, but it's not going to do out to X-Men. I mean, look at what happened with Captain America.
Mm.
That fucking killed. So X-Men's just going to do just as well. Highest rated.
I feel like A Million Days to Die in the West is going to be good too.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, but it's neither going to get most successful nor highest
rated.
See,
yeah, I really wanted to put forward Bad Neighbors as well,
Italy
but I
might
can't.
Do really well.
Pick.
Yeah, you really
and
can't
I'll
take
pick
this
the
one.
Flop will be Sabotage.
No! Sabotage is going to be good! Guy messaged you.
Yeah, I know.
That's perfect. Guy messaged
you. Guy messaged you. Ooh! Tara's got a guy messaging her.
I wish you just said that like on Facebook.
What's
said,
under
like,
the
guy.
Skin?
Guy and girl.
I don't know.
Anyway,
girl messages you. Take your pick. Just pick. Just pick
I
one.
Don't know.
Just pick. But don't pick Bad Neighbors because it's going to be good. I already know it's going to be good too.
Yeah. Highest rated. Probably won't be Godzilla, unfortunately. Definitely won't be A Million Ways.
Andy.
I'm going to go A Trip to Italy.
As the highest rated.
Yep.
Okay. This will be interesting.
Because that went really well, the first one. Because The Trip did really well. So the sequel, A Trip to Italy.
Okay. So this is what we picked. Four movies. The most successful. X-Men from Tara. X-Men from Andy. And I picked Godzilla. Highest rated, Godzilla from Tara, X-Men from myself, and Andy picked A Trip to Italy for the flop. Tara picked Sabotage, I picked Attila Marcel, and Andy picked Sabotage.
Cool.
On to games!
Bring this back.
Okay, first of all, The Amazing Spider-Man comes out on the 2nd of May for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And also Mario Golf World Tour.
Comes out on the 3DS.
Yep. On the 7th of May, you get Peggle 2 on the Xbox 360. And
but that can't be counted because it's already out.
Yeah, and we already know it's really good.
The Xbox
One. And it's so much fun.
Age of Mythology Extended Edition, that shouldn't be counted either because it's Extended Edition.
And something I'm really excited for because I want to announce it.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Yep.
The God of War Collection
which
coming out and place it.
I don't care about it.
Whoa, you just crushed so many people's spirits just then.
Anyway, I'm excited about PlayStation Vita's getting some great
games. What's Bound by Flame? Why have I never heard of it? Bound by Flame is an RPG.
Yeah, Bound by Flame comes out on PlayStation 4, Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC on the 9th of May. And Killer is Dead, which came out last year, comes out on PC.
It's about a guy who is in prison made of flames, and you need to escape that prison. But it's very difficult because you get burnt a lot. Like, there's I feel like you're being so sarcastic right now. I'm not being sarcastic.
Bound by Flame looks interesting. It looks very interesting. You can announce these two little iPhone
PC Gyro Blaster comes out on PC.
And Gyro Blaster!
And Gyro Blaster comes out on iPhone, which nobody cares about.
And on the 12th of May, The Last Tinker, City of Colors.
The PC. Last Tinker? Oh, right.
Tinkerbell!
Not the other game that's coming out, I think, in June, The Last Tinkler, which is about an old man who can urinate, and he needs to put out the flames of the prison in Bound by Flames with his urine.
Okay, yep. That was really interesting.
The Last Tinkler.
On the 16th of May, you'll be getting Kirby Triple Deluxe for the 3DS. And you know what? They've not even put this in yet.
Oh, Watch Dogs is out? I've already written my shit down. And then
they haven't put this down yet, but around this time, Borderlands 2 for PlayStation Vita also comes out, which is really, really exciting for Vita owners because we get good games. On the 20th of May,
Wolfenstein, The New Order.
And
Transistor
looks really good,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I've already put that down as my highest rated.
21.
Oh, what? Mario Kart 8 as well?
21st of May. Shit. Always Sometime is Monsters. And Tropico 5 comes out on the 23rd of May for PC.
On the 27th of May,
the big one. The big one, Watch Dogs, comes out on platforms besides Wii U.
Mm-hmm. And then on the 30th of May, we won't worry about Ace Combat at Infinity that comes out on the 28th. But on the 30th, Mario Kart 8 on Wii U, which won't do high in sales, but...
It'll do okay. It'll be the only thing anyone with a Wii U buys.
Exactly right. Besides the Amazing
Spider-Man
2. But
it won't do anything compared to, you know, some of the other games.
Okay, what have you done?
I don't even know. I'm going to put Bound by Flame here because I don't even
know. No, you're so wrong. Okay. So I'm going to pick...
Amazing Spider-Man will probably flop, actually.
Is this most successful?
Yeah, I'm going to change that. I'm going to change that last one to Amazing Spider-Man.
So,
what games will you be playing this month, Andy G?
Highest rated.
This month, I'll probably be trying to get through BioShock 2.
You're not going to play any of these?
These ones? No, because I don't have a new generation console.
Yeah, but you can play them on current gen.
But I could, and can I afford it?
No.
But I'd love to play Watch Dogs, even though... it does come out on 360. There you go. I'm not paying attention. I'd love to play Watch Dogs. I wouldn't mind checking out Bound by Flame, even though it's about being stuck in a prison made of flames. Wolfenstein I've already played.
And you get your ass kicked to it.
What's Transistor?
Transistor's like this really awesome indie game that's by... I haven't written my flop yet.
I was wanting to write my last one.
Oh, that's right.
I'll fight you for it. I kind of want to change highest Metacritic.
Okay, so Transistor.
Mm-hmm.
It's made by the people who made Outland, I think it was. And it's really cool. It's really cool. It looks really fun. Obviously, you won't be able to buy it because you've only played it
before. Can you explain it? What's it about?
I can't really explain it. I don't know that much about it, though.
Right.
What's Tropico 5?
Tropico 5 is like a big PC... Everyone loves PC Tropico. I don't even know. It's like, is it like Civilization?
Probably. It sounds like it would be.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, Watch Dogs is going to be cool. I feel like I'll play Wolfenstein and then I'll play Watch Dogs when I'm done with Wolfenstein.
I've got it all through the May. So, first week is God of War. Second week is Borderlands. Third week is Wolfenstein and Transistor. And the fourth week is Watch Dogs.
Right.
That's a hectic week.
A hectic month of... playing games.
I'm so excited for Watch Dogs. How'd you go, Andy?
Just doing my highest rated.
Do Hell Raid the Escape for iPod.
I thought we weren't counting mobile games.
Yeah, we weren't. That's why I didn't announce it. No, Gyro Blaster for iPod.
I reckon Mario Kart will do pretty well in highest rated.
Yeah, that's what I changed it to. It's going to... They're going to think that it's great. It's Mario Kart. No, I don't know.
Nobody hates Mario Kart.
I've played Mario Kart 8 and I really liked it.
The thing that happened with remaking stuff.
Mm.
It's not a remake. It's a new
remake, but you know, it's not... It's in essence
it's
like...
Got some
you know,
really
they,
cool
they
features.
Get the nostalgia crowd They get the new people eat Wii that shit U up. User crowd. Yeah.
See, and like, what was it? Yoshi's games. New Island was a problem.
All right, so I'll go through these. So for games, for most successful, Tara's picked Watch Dogs, Toby's picked Watch Dogs, and Andy's picked Watch Dogs.
Watch Dogs!
So that's definitely going to be the most successful. The highest rated, Tara and I went with Mario Kart, and Toby went with Watch Dogs as well, which we'll do all right, but, you know.
We will see.
And who are we going this on? Metacritic?
Yeah.
All right, cool. And then the flop, Tara and Toby picked The Amazing Spider-Man 2. I went with Ace Combat Infinity because I've never heard of it.
I do. I know. It's a really popular flying game.
Cool.
Right. So it's like a...
It's like Tom Clancy's Hawks.
It's on PS3, so it's not even new gen. And
no, current gen. It's not even current gen.
Old gen. Whatever.
It's not on current gen. It's on last gen.
It's new. It's not like it's on last it's next. Gen. It's not next. It's new. It's still pretty new. Why not?
Okay. That's, all right. That ends the May preview. We apologize that it sounded so freaking unprofessional.
No, it's just because we weren't really prepared because we were playing
Guitar Hero. And my computer broke.
Priorities.
Which heralds all of our information. So, yeah,
come on, guys. You
know Andy can do the outros because you did it last week, and I'm
wondering. We're not doing a review or anything. Oh, no, yeah, we don't do that on previews.
I talked about Octodad already.
All right, cool.
Oh wait, Trials Fusion, it's good. Get it. That's it.
Okay.
Nice and quick.
Trials Fusion. There you go. I don't know where's the old one.
You know everyone's Twitter handles by now.
Seriously, you noob.
I'm just doing it. All right, so Toby is Coda 08, spelt out. I'm not going to spell it, but Coda...
No.
Tara is Taspans, no need to spell that.
T-A-S-P-A-N-T-S.
And I am the Granger Zone. Also for Lel, who isn't here, that's LelR90. Then you can find us on Twitter at GeekMythologyPC, on Facebook at Facebook.com/GeekMythologyPC, and our website is geek-mythology.net.
.pc.
No.
Why not?
Because we're not going to change it now.
True.
And that's
net.
Us.
Just.net.
I've been Andrew.
I am Toby.
You can call me Taz. I'm always Taz so pants? Unsure. Don't put the pants in. Okay, I've matured. I've matured a lot since I came up with Taz pants. I can't change it.
So tell us the origins of Taz pants.
Well, this one time,
I fell asleep after being told about the story of Taz pants.
My name is Taz. And then one day I was like, I need a name to put on the back of my jumper. And I'm like, you know what?
You're year 12. I need a soccer high school jersey. Taz was too short.
I put pants. No, actually, I must have used it before that. I don't actually know. I think it was my username on MySpace and shit too.
Right.
So, I don't know.
There you go. Search MySpace. /Taz pants.
And then Barjo from Good Game stole pants off me as a suffix because his name is Barjo Pants.
There you go.
He actually did.
He stole it off you.
God damn you.
So what's the origin of...
he didn't actually steal it from me. I didn't know him then.
What's the origin of Coda 08?
Okay. I don't even know why, but I thought Coda was a cool name. It was kind of like hacky and I didn't want to be hacker, but I was downloading illegal stuff and I was like, why don't I just call myself
but
Coda?
But you don't do that anymore.
No.
Because you're a responsible adult.
Unless it's anime.
Because
there's no other way to get it.
No, yeah, you just watch it online.
Yeah. It's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
Unless it's Ruby, where you can watch it for free anyway.
Yeah.
But, seriously, that's how it was. And it used to be integration, and people thought it was, like, really racial. And I didn't realize...
It does sound racial. Every time I see it on PlayStation, I'm like, why are you integrating?
Sounds really bad. And I was, like, 12-year-old me doing that. And it was a really big problem. And I can't change my PlayStation. So I'm kind of stuck with it until Shuhei decides to change names. But Coda, I don't even know why. It sounds better than Negration, so I'm happy with that.
Yep.
What about the Granger Zone?
A couple years ago, I wanted to, you know, my life goal is to make movies and stuff and write stuff. And I started doing a lot of fan fiction and I just needed a internet handle to do. And I wanted to really think about it and not have to change it later, like Negration. Like, yeah, I really wanted to nail it down. And I wanted to do something that represented me, so I wanted a pun, obviously. And there aren't a lot of movies, games, or songs or whatever that have the word Granger in it, like zero. And not a lot that have words that rhyme with it. So I ended up going with, obviously, the Danger Zone and turning it to the Granger Zone. One of the other potential candidates was the... shit, how can I forget his name?
You said it
Han Solo.
What's this is name? Literally... You said this like exactly at the end of like one of our first podcasts. It's Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford, that's it. A Clear and Present Danger is his film.
A Clear and Present... Granger.
Yeah.
It's not as notable. It's not like it's
also Mighty Morphin Power Grangers. It's just a bit of a mouthful. So okay. The Granger Zone, yeah.
Okay.
It's always good to pick a tag that you will be happy with for a long time.
For
and
a long
also,
time, that's
And
right.
also one that is recognisably you. So like having something to do with your name.
Migration.
It's really... it's like... It's funny how much a tag like that can stick to you if it's something that is relevant to you, like Granger being your last name and Taz being my nickname.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason, it's like instantly, like, as soon as anyone sees my tag, they'll know who I am.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Whereas
Coda 08, you're like, who the fuck is this Coda?
And then I thought about production names as well, so I can be like the Granger Zone Entertainment, like, as a production company.
Yeah.
Can it just be the beard, like, for the logo? Just the beard?
Actually,
the outline?
I actually made a few, like, logos, and one of them was a, what's the thing where it's like 8-bit? 8-bit. It was like an 8-bit purple moustache.
Nice.
A purple 8-bit moustache with a...
It should be like... You should have a hand.
With
it's
a
like
monocle.
Hair, like he's just made a pun and the purple beard.
And then I'm doing finger guns.
And there you go.
Yeah, I could maybe do a beard, but I don't necessarily want to keep the beard forever. So then I'll
have an awful day when you get rid of it.
Symbol of my...
It's going to be an awful day when you get rid of that.
Well, you know, I might want to just do the moustache. When I become a father, I only want to have a moustache, not a beard.
Well... Let's end it here.
Okay.
on the note, obviously this has been the Geek Mythology Podcast.
Yeah,
episode
12. Yeah.
The May preview of previewing May.
Do we know what we're doing next week, guys?
Yeah, what is our thing
next week? Because
no.
I can't check it anymore. Let's do...
Because
we had them written down on
them written
Toby's
down.
Hard drive.
They're written down on my computer.
On your notes?
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, in my notes.
With Josh Horowitz and Veronica Mars and GM schedule.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
May preview.
So monsters.
Sci-fi.
Monsters is the next one.
Oh, where's monsters? Don't you mean sci-fi?
Sci-fi
is already
the next
out
one.
Though.
Yeah, but that's when we're talking about it.
All right,
sci-fi.
Cool.
It's not out in Australia yet, is it?
I think
no.
so. No.
Next week we are talking about sci-fi.
All things sci-fi.
All things Daniel Craig.
So
aliens,
what will our game be?
Cowboys.
We need to adapt something into
we
a sci-fi.
We will figure that out after this. Again, thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.